A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Nun Zayin. Nedarim 57a. Pagination is 113. The Mishnah is dealing with different wordings that a person can state as far as a neder, a vow, to prohibit fruit. In one case, it's actually going to become kadosh as a fruit. It's going to become holy, and anything you exchange with it is going to retain that level of holiness. Conversely, if a person words it on eating this particular fruit, if it's exchanged, then it would not carry the same holiness onto the exchange because it was the eating of the food that was made prohibited by the vow. The Mishnah states, Konam peros ho'elu alai. These fruit shall be konam, the status of a korban. Konam hein alpi, konam hein lefi, different wordings that essentially create the same status. Also bechiluf feihen, the exchange of these fruit are likewise going to be prohibited like a korban. The Mishnah also states, uvigidulehen, and with what is planted from them, what grows from such a fruit, will likewise be prohibited. The contrasting case, which the Mishnah outlines, gets handled differently. She'eni ochel v'she'eni toem. Person says that I will not eat, I will not taste. So here it's on the eating and the tasting. It's not really on the food, but you're not allowed to taste this particular food. But if you do an exchange and you're not tasting this particular food, then it would be permitted. And therefore, mutter bechilufeihen, it would be permitted in its exchange. Uvigidulehen, as well as in what grows from this fruit, provided that it is bedavar shezaro kola, something that the seed disintegrates when it forms the new produce. The Mechaber, Siman Reish Tes Zayin Sif Beis, gives an example, kigon chitim, like wheat, where the grain disintegrates and produces a new sheaf of wheat, which, if you're going to taste from this new sheaf of wheat, we're not worried. You're not tasting from the original kernel, because that kernel disintegrated and is gone. So again, if you said you're not going to eat this particular item, if it's something that disintegrates, so then we're fine. Ava b'davar she'ein zaro kala, but if it's something that the original seed does not disintegrate, the Mechaber gives an example, like betzalim, like onions, where it'll grow, but the original thing is still there. Afilu gidule gidulin asurin, even what grows from its growth is still going to be forbidden, because there still is something from the original that's here. The Mishnah continues, Ha'omer li ishto, person says to his wife, Konam ma'asa yadecha alai, konam hein api, konam hein lefi. Again, he prohibits it on the level of a korban, also b'chilufeyem uvigiduleyem. Like the first case of the Mishnah regarding fruit, if he says, what you create shall be a korban, your work, your wages, so then likewise, the exchange and what results is all going to be prohibited with the strength similar to a korban. She'eni ochav she'eni toim, that I won't personally benefit from the original of what you produce, then mutar b'chilufeim uvigiduleihem, the exchange and what grows is going to be permitted b'davar shezara kola, provided that the original disintegrated. Aval davar she'en zara kola, if the original is still here, afilu gidilu gidulin asurim, it will remain prohibited because the original is still causing a benefit on a practical level. You're actually eating, so to speak, from that original produce. An interesting question over here, which the Gemara brings up, is when the original is planted, even if it's not kolad, that it totally disintegrates, and you're worried that it's still here on some level, why doesn't it become batel? At a certain point, it should be nullified, because what grows is dramatically more than the original, and should be batel. And the Gemara addresses this and says on Nun Tes Amar Aleph, Shaini Konamos, these types of vows are different. Hoil v'i bo'i mishal alayu, since if he wants, he can undo the vow. He can ask and do Ataras Nedarim. Havalu kedava sheyesh lo matirin. It's like something that will be permitted, that could be permitted. Ve'ein batel barov, and therefore the normal rules of bitul do not apply. What does this mean? There's a concept of davar sheyesh lo matirin, something that will be permitted in the future. We don't want you to eat it while it's prohibited, but instead we want you to wait till it is permitted. And as a result, even in significant mixtures, that small amount of prohibited doesn't become permitted. For example, if you have one egg that was laid today on Shabbos, and today is not Shabbos, I wouldn't be recording, thank you, but you would have one egg, a shayla, on Shabbos, and it mixed in to many eggs of previous days, even though it's only one mixed in, the whole unit becomes prohibited because we're concerned that you'll end up with the one that is prohibited from today, and it does not become permitted the way normal nullification works, because we tell you, instead of eating it with a question of prohibition, you might as well wait till Matzai Shabbos, it'll be permitted, and then you can eat it. So here also, we have this concept that the food could be undone in its prohibition, and therefore we do not allow nullification to take place. One wonders, right now he's observing a neder. What does it mean? It's yesh lo matirim. It could be permitted. And the Gemara continues later on the same amud and says, konamos mitzvah le'ishule alehen. In accordance with that which we learnt previously, that we're not really encouraging vows, and we wish he wouldn't have made a vow, and we don't want him to create extra karbanos, so to speak, to bring on his personal bama with his own new mitzvahs that he's creating. We're really not happy about this, and we would rather that he have charata and undo it and not do this again. Therefore, it has the status of yesh lo matirin, and even though more is growing beyond what was originally there, we still prohibit that original, and it does not become batal, because as a vow, it is viewed as a yesh lo matirin. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.